switch off.
Hi everyone, this is February day 8. And the topic is the food that we normally eat. Again, the reason I'm not recording it on the day that's supposed to be recorded is that I have to wait for a few brews to come through to understand the subject, because I haven't actually found where to read all the subjects and topics and days for myself. So I'm waiting for things to come through on my feed so I can join in. All right, well, I'm a big fan of food, not just eating it, but obviously also preparing it, researching it, learning about it, etc. The foods I normally eat, I don't eat meat as a general rule. I will have fish and eggs. I used to be vegan a couple of years ago, but I found, living in the UK actually, I found that very, very difficult. Because everything that was vegetarian, most things were not vegan. And also a lot of things that were more vegan were deep fried for some reason, like veggie burgers and things like that. And I find I don't eat deep fried foods because it's very, very high in fat and calories, and I stay away from fried foods. Apart from the fact that I'm not a big fan of fried foods, like I'm not a huge fan of chips. I'm not a huge fan of anything fried, really. I'll eat a spring roll if it's fresh and straight out of the, freshly made, or I'll eat a falafel. But as a general rule, I won't eat battered things. I don't like batter in any way. I can eat crumb things, but, breaded. But battered foods, I just actually hate. I'm actually a very big fan of vegetables. And living here in the Middle East, in the Mediterranean region, we eat a lot of fresh salads and fresh vegetables. A lot of hummus, tahini, olive oil, a lot of natural foods, fresh cheeses. Excuse me, I'm still battling a cough. I prefer white cheeses to hard cheeses. Really, my favorite foods, unfortunately, I do love vegetables very much, but I have a very strong weakness, if you can say that, for bread and butter, things like that. So I try to moderate those things. Freshly baked bread is definitely a weakness for me. Carbohydrates in general, mashed potatoes, pasta, I do like that, but I try to moderate it. I don't do low carb, like I don't do no carb diets, because they leave me feeling very weak. I've tried a few of those and they don't work for me. And because I don't eat meat, if I do a no carb diet, there's not much left for me to eat, to be honest. So I try to incorporate, and I do incorporate quite a lot of vegetables in my diet, both fresh and cooked. Soups, vegetable soups, vegetable stews, fresh salads, some omelets, fish. I make salmon in different ways, different types of fish. I used to make a lot of stir fries. I've gone off of them a little bit. I don't know why, but I have gone off them. But I'll probably go back to it. I like making stuffed peppers and stuffed aubergines and stuffed courgettes, or in American speak, stuffed peppers, stuffed eggplants, and stuffed zucchini. I do bake a little bit. I'm a better cook than I am a baker. But I do that. I make my own couscous, potatoes. Typical day will be in the morning, some kind of hot beverage. I do like coffee. I don't drink it very often because I have anxiety, and sometimes it messes with my anxiety. It makes it worse. So I can't have a lot of coffee. Decaf is better for me. But I do like herbal teas. I'll have in the morning usually some toast or a bread roll with some sort of low-fat white cheese. We have lovely 5% fat cheeses here in Israel. They're lovely. Sometimes if I'm in the mood, I'll have some toast with butter and Vegemite. I don't like Marmite though, only Vegemite. And I'll usually have some kind of piece of fruit between breakfast and lunch. And for lunch, I'll have a salad a lot of the time with something else, either some tuna or an egg or a grilled cheese, you know, toasted cheese sandwich, or maybe a slice of pizza, or soup maybe with a sandwich, depending on the weather. I'll have maybe a biscuit or a little piece of cake or something at like 4 or 5 o'clock with a cuppa of something. Love tea. For dinner, I'll usually have my bigger meal, and it will be anything between, you know, anything, a piece of fish with some sides, or sometimes pasta, or stuffed vegetables, or anything really. In the last few weeks, because of moving and starting a new job, we've had more takeout or takeaway than we usually do. But that will balance itself out for sure. I'm not working tomorrow, so I am planning to cook unless I have to. I'm thinking I may have to go back to our previous apartment to check post and things like that. So we'll see if we have time for that. But I have ordered stuff from the supermarket for cooking this weekend, so I do plan to cook at some point. I love making up recipes. I'm not very good at following a recipe to the letter. I usually, if I want to make something, I'll look at 2, 3, 4, 6 different recipes, and then I'll somehow make my own. So yeah, I'm all for creativity in the kitchen. And this is quite a nice topic, so thanks for suggesting it, Sassy Cat. And we'll see you on the next Audio Boo February Challenge.
Speech on. Pause recording. 21 minutes. Pause recording. Button.